أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful.
يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا
O mankind, reverence your guardian Lord who created you from a single person, created of like nature, his mate, and from them twain scattered like seeds countless men and women. Reverence Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights, and reverence the wombs that bore you, for Allah ever watches over you.
وآتوا اليتامى أموالهم ولا تتبدلوا الخبيث بالطيب ولا تأكلوا أموالهم إلى أموالكم إنه كان حوبا كبيرا
To orphans, restore their property when they reach their age, nor substitute your worthless things for their good ones, and devour not their substance by mixing it up with your own. For this is indeed a great sin.
وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُوا فِي الْيَتَامَى فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَلَّا تَعُولُوا
If you fear that you shall not be able to deal justly with the orphans, marry women of your choice, two or three or four. But if you fear that you shall not be able to deal justly with them, then only one, or a captive that your right hands possess, that will be more suitable to prevent you from doing injustice.
وَآتُوا النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً فَإِنْ طِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ نَفْسًا فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيئًا مَرِيئًا
And give the women on marriage their dower as a free gift. But if they of their own good pleasure remit any part of it to you, take it and enjoy it with right good cheer.
وَلَا تُؤْتُوا السُّفَهَاءَ أَمْوَالَكُمُ الَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا وَارْزُقُوهُمْ فِيهَا وَاكْسُوهُمْ وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا
To those weak of understanding, make not over your property which Allah has made a means of support for you, but feed and clothe them therewith, and speak to them words of kindness and justice.
وَابْتَلُوا الْيَتَامَى حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغُوا النِّكَاحَ فَإِنْ آنَسْتُم مِّنْهُمْ رُشْدًا فَادْفَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَلَا تَأْكُلُوهَا إِسْرَافًا وَبِدَارًا أَن يَكْبَرُوا وَمَن كَانَ غَنِيًّا فَلْيَسْتَعْفِفْ وَمَن كَانَ فَقِيرًا فَلْيَأْكُلْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ فَإِذَا دَفَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فَأَشْهِدُوا عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا
Make trial of orphans until they reach the age of marriage. If then you find sound judgment in them, release their property to them, but consume it not wastefully, nor in haste against their growing up. If the guardian is well off, let him claim no remuneration. But if he is poor, let him have for himself what is just and reasonable. When you release their property to them, take witnesses in their presence. But all sufficient is Allah into taking account.
لِلرِّجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ مِمَّا قَلَّ مِنْهُ أَوْ كَثُرُ نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا
From what is left by parents and those nearest related, there is a share for men and a share for women, whether the property be small or large, a determinate share.
وَإِذَا حَضَرَ الْقِسْمَةَ أُولُو الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينُ فَارْزُقُوهُمْ مِنْهُ وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا
But if, at the time of division, other relatives or orphans or poor are present, feed them out of the property and speak to them words of kindness and justice.
وليخشى الذين لو تركوا من خلفهم ذرية ضعافا خافوا عليهم فليتقوا الله وليقولوا قولا سديدا
Let those disposing of an estate have the same fear in their minds as they would have for their own if they had left a helpless family behind. Let them fear Allah and speak words of appropriate comfort.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا وَسَيَصْلَوْنَ سَعِيرًا.
Those who unjustly eat up the property of orphans eat up a fire into their own bodies. They will soon be enduring a blazing fire.
يوصيكم الله في أولادكم للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين فإن كن نساء فوق اثنتين فلهن ثلثا ما ترك وإن كانت واحدة فلها النصف ولأبويه لكل واحد منهما السدس مما ترك إن كان له ولد فإن لم يكن له ولد وورثه أبواه فلأمه الثلث فإن كان له إخوة فلأمه السدس من بعد وصية يوصي بها أو دين آباؤكم وأبناؤكم لا تدرون أيهم أقرب لكم نفعا فريضة من الله إن الله كان عليما حكيما.
Allah thus directs you as regards your children's inheritance. To the male, a portion equal to that of two females. If only daughters, two or more, their share is two-thirds of the inheritance. If only one, her share is a half. For parents, a sixth share of the inheritance to each if the deceased left children. If no children and the parents are the only heirs, the mother has a third. If the deceased left brothers or sisters, the mother has a sixth. The distribution in all cases after the payment of legacies and debts. You know not whether your parents or your children are nearest to you in benefit. These are settled portions ordained by Allah, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
وَلَكُمْ نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكَ أَزْوَاجُكُمْ إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُنَّ وَلَدٌ فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُنَّ وَلَدٌ فَلَكُمُ الرُّبُعُ مِمَّا تَرَكْنَ مِنْ بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ يُوصِينَ بِهَا أَوْ دَيْنٍ وَلَهُنَّ الرُّبُعُ مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَكُمْ وَلَدٌ فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكُمْ وَلَدٌ فَلَهُنَّ الثُّمُنُ مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ تُوصُونَ بِهَا أَوْ دَيْنٍ وَإِنْ كَانَ رَجُلٌ يُورَثُ كَلَالَةً أَوْ امْرَأَةٌ وَلَهُ أَخٌ أَوْ أُخْتٌ فَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهُمَا السُّدُسُ فإن كانوا أكثر من ذلك فهم شركاء في الثلث من بعد وصية يوصى بها أو دين غير مضار وصية من الله والله عليم حليم.
In what your wives leave, your share is a half if they leave no child. But if they leave a child, you get a fourth after payment of legacies and debts. In what you leave, their share is a fourth if you leave no child. But if you leave a child, they get an eighth after payment of legacies and debts. If the man or woman whose inheritance is in question has left neither ascendants nor descendants, but has left a brother or a sister, each one of the two gets a sixth. But if more than two, they share in a third after payment of legacies and debts, so that no loss is caused to anyone. Thus is it ordained by Allah, and Allah is all-knowing, most forbearing.
تلك حدود الله ومن يطع الله ورسوله يدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك الفوز العظيم.
Those are limits set by Allah. Those who obey Allah and His Messenger will be admitted to gardens with rivers flowing beneath to abide therein forever. And that will be the supreme achievement.
وَمَن يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ.
But those who disobey Allah and His messengers and transgress His limits will be admitted to a fire to abide therein, and they shall have a humiliating punishment.
واللاتي يأتين الفاحشة من نسائكم فاستشهدوا عليهن أربعة منكم فإن شهدوا فأمسكوهن في البيوت حتى يتوفاهن الموت أو يجعل الله لهن سبيلا.
If any of your women are guilty of lewdness, take the evidence of four reliable witnesses from amongst you against them, and if they testify, confine them to houses until death do claim them, or Allah ordain for them some other way.
واللذان يأتيانها منكم فآذوهما فإن تابا وأصلحا فأعرضوا عنهما إن الله كان توابا رحيما.
If two men among you are guilty of lewdness, punish them both. If they repent and amend, leave them alone, for Allah is oft returning, most merciful.
إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وكان الله عليما حكيما.
Allah accepts the repentance of those who do evil in ignorance and repent soon afterwards. To them will Allah turn in mercy. For Allah is full of knowledge and wisdom.
وليست التوبة للذين يعملون السيئات حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن ولا الذين يموتون وهم كفار أولئك أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما.
Of no effect is the repentance of those who continue to do evil until death faces one of them and he says, now have I repented indeed. Nor of those who die rejecting faith. For them have we prepared a punishment most grievous.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ أَن تَرِثُوا النِّسَاءَ كَرْهًا وَلَا تَعْضُلُوهُنَّ لِتَذْهَبُوا بِبَعْضِ مَا آتَيْتُمُوهُنَّ إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وعاشروهن بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا.
Of you who believe, you are forbidden to inherit women against their will, nor should you treat them with harshness, that you may take away part of the dower you have given them, except where they have been guilty of open lewdness. On the contrary, live with them on a footing of kindness and equity. If you take a dislike to them, it may be that you dislike a thing, and Allah brings about through it a great deal of good.
وَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمُ اسْتِبْدَالَ زَوْجٍ مَكَانَ زَوْجٍ وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا أَتَأْخُذُونَهُ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا.
But if you decide to take one wife in place of another, even if you had given the latter a whole treasure for dower, take not the least bit of it back. Would you take it by slander and manifest wrong?
وَكَيْفَ تَأْخُذُونَهُ وَقَدْ أَفْضَى بَعْضُكُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ وَأَخَذْنَ مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا.
And how could you take it when you have gone into each other and they have taken from you a solemn covenant?
وَلَا تَنْكِحُوا مَا نَكَحَ آبَاؤُكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَمَقْتًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا.
And marry not women whom your fathers married except what is past. It was shameful and odious, an abominable custom indeed.
حرمت عليكم أمهاتكم وبناتكم وأخواتكم وعماتكم وخالاتكم وبنات الأخ وبنات الأخت وأمهاتكم اللاتي أرضعنكم وأخواتكم من الرضاعة وأمهات نسائكم وربائبكم اللاتي في حجوركم من نسائكم اللاتي دخلتم بهن فإن لم تكونوا دخلتم بهن فلا جناح عليكم وحلائل أبنائكم الذين من أصلابكم وأن تجمعوا بين الأختين إلا ما قد سلف إن الله كان غفورا رحيما.
Prohibited to you for marriage are your mothers, daughters, sisters, father's sisters, mother's sisters, brother's daughters, sister's daughters, foster mothers who gave you suck, foster sisters, your wives' mothers, your stepdaughters under your guardianship, born of your wives to whom you have gone in, no prohibition if you have not gone in, those who have been wives of your sons, proceeding from your loins, and two sisters in wedlock at one and the same time, except for what is past, for Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
والمحصنات من النساء إلا ما ملكت أيمانكم كتاب الله عليكم وأحل لكم ما وراء ذلكم أن تبتغوا بأموالكم محصنين غير مسافحين فما استمتعتم به منهن فآتوهن أجورهن فريضة ولا جناح عليكم فيما تراضيتم به من بعد الفريضة إن الله كان عليما حكيما.
Also prohibited are women already married, except those whom your right hands possess. Thus has Allah ordained prohibitions against you, except for these all others are lawful, provided you seek them in marriage with gifts from your property, desiring chastity, not lust. Seeing that you derive benefit from them, give them their dowers, at least as prescribed. But if, after a dower is prescribed, agree mutually to vary it, there is no blame on you, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ مِنْكُمْ طَوْلًا أَنْ يَنْكِحَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ فَمِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ مِنْ فَتَيَاتِكُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِإِيمَانِكُمْ بَعْضُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ فانكحوهن بإذن أهلهن وآتوهن أجورهن بالمعروف محصنات غير مسافحات ولا متخذات أخدان فإذا أحصن فإن أتين بفاحشة فعليهن نصف ما على المحصنات من العذاب ذلك لمن خشي العنة منكم وأن تصبروا خير لكم والله غفور رحيم.
If any of you have not the means wherewith to wed free believing women, they may wed believing girls from among those whom your right hands possess. And Allah has full knowledge about your faith. You are one from another. Wed them with the leave of their owners and give them their dowers according to what is reasonable. They should be chaste, not lustful, nor taking paramours when they are taken in wedlock. If they fall into shame, their punishment is half that for free women. This permission is for those among you who fear sin, but it is better for you that you practice self-restraint. And Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
يريد الله ليبين لكم ويهديكم سنن الذين من قبلكم ويتوب عليكم والله عليم حكيم.
Allah does wish to make clear to you and show you the ordinance of those before you, and He does wish to turn to you in mercy, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما.
Allah does wish to turn to you, but the wish of those who follow their lusts is that you should turn away from Him, far, far away.
يريد الله أن يخفف عنكم وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا.
Allah does wish to lighten your difficulties, for man was created weak in flesh.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما.
Of you who believe, eat not up your property among yourselves in vanities, but let there be amongst you traffic and trade by mutual goodwill, nor kill or destroy yourselves, for verily Allah has been to you most merciful.
وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ عُدْوَانًا وَظُلْمًا فَسَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِ نَارًا وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا.
If any do that in rancor and injustice, soon shall we cast them into the fire, and easy it is for Allah.
إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريما.
If you but eschew the most heinous of the things which you are forbidden to do, we shall expel out of you all the evil in you and admit you to a gate of great honor.
ولا تتمنوا ما فضل الله به بعضكم على بعض للرجال نصيب مما اكتسبوا وللنساء نصيب مما اكتسبن واسألوا الله من فضله إن الله كان بكل شيء عليما.
And in no wise covet those things in which Allah has bestowed His gifts more freely on some of you than on others. To men is allotted what they earn, and to women what they earn. But ask Allah of His bounty, for Allah has full knowledge of all things.
وَلِكُلٍّ جَعَلْنَا مَوَالِيَ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ وَالَّذِينَ عَقَدَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ فَآتُوهُمْ نَصِيبَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدًا.
To benefit everyone, we have appointed shares and heirs to property left by parents and relatives. To those also to whom your right hand was pledged, give their due portion, for truly Allah is witness to all things.
الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله واللاتي تخافون نشوزهن فعظوهن واهجروهن في المضاجع واضربوهن فإن أطعنكم فلا تبغوا عليهن سبيلا إن الله كان عليا كبيرا.
Men are the protectors and maintainers of women because Allah has given the one more strength than the other and because they support them from their means. Therefore, the righteous women are devoutly obedient and guard in the husband's absence what Allah would have them guard. As to those women on whose part you fear disloyalty and ill conduct, admonish them first, next refuse to share their beds, and last beat them lightly. But if they return to obedience, seek not against them means of annoyance, for Allah is Most High, the Great, above you all.
وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَبَعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا إِنْ يُرِيدَا إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا خَبِيرًا.
If you fear a breach between them twain, appoint two arbiters, one from his family and the other from hers, if they wish for peace. Allah will cause their reconciliation. For Allah has full knowledge and is acquainted with all things.
وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا.
Serve Allah and join not any partners with Him, and do good to parents, kinsfolk, orphans, those in need, neighbors who are near, neighbors who are strangers, the companion by your side, the wayfarer you meet, and what your right hands possess. For Allah loves not the arrogant, the vainglorious.
الذين يبخلون ويأمرون الناس بالبخل ويكتمون ما آتاهم الله من فضله وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا.
Nor those who are niggardly or enjoy niggardliness on others or hide the bounties which Allah has bestowed on them. For we have prepared for those who resist faith a punishment that steeps them in contempt.
والذين ينفقون أموالهم رئاء الناس ولا يؤمنون بالله ولا باليوم الآخر ومن يكن الشيطان له قرينا فساء قرينا.
Not those who spend of their substance to be seen of men, but have no faith in Allah and the Last Day. If any take the evil one for their intimate, what a dreadful intimate he is.
وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ لَوْ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِهِمْ عَلِيمًا.
And what burden were it on them if they had faith in Allah and in the Last Day, and they spent out of what Allah has given them for sustenance? For Allah has full knowledge of them.
إن الله لا يظلم مثقال ذرة وإن تك حسنة يضاعفها ويؤتي من لدنه أجرا عظيما.
Allah is never unjust in the least degree. If there is any good done, He doubles it and gives from His own presence a great reward.
فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا.
How then if we brought from each people a witness and we brought you as a witness against those people?
يومئذ يود الذين كفروا وعصوا الرسول لو تسوى بهم الأرض ولا يكتمون الله حديثا.
On that day, those who reject faith and disobey the messenger will wish that the earth were made one with them, but never will they hide a single fact from Allah.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى حَتَّى تَعْلَمُوا مَا تَقُولُونَ وَلَا جُنُبًا إِلَّا عَابِرِي سَبِيلٍ حَتَّى تَغْتَسِلُوا وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَى أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ أَوْ جَاءَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ مِنَ الْغَائِطِ أَوْ لَامَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ أَوْ لَامَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا فَامْسَحُوا بِوُجُوهِكُمْ وَأَيْدِيكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَفُوًّا غَفُورًا.
O you who believe, approach not prayers with a mind befogged until you can understand all that you say, nor in a state of ceremonial impurity, except when traveling on the road, until after washing your whole body. If you are ill or on a journey, or one of you comes after answering the call of nature, or you have been in contact with women and you find no water, then take for yourselves clean sand or earth and rub therewith your faces and hands. For Allah does blot out sins and forgive again and again.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ يَشْتَرُونَ الضَّلَالَةَ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن تَضِلُّوا السَّبِيلَ.
Have you not turned your vision to those who were given a portion of the book? They traffic in error and wish that you should lose the right path.
وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِأَعْدَائِكُمْ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ نَصِيرًا.
But Allah has full knowledge of your enemies. Allah is enough for a protector, and Allah is enough for a helper.
مِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَن مَّوَاضِعِهِ ويقولون سمعنا وعصينا واسمع غير مسمع وراعنا ليا بألسنتهم وطعنا في الدين ولو أنهم قالوا سمعنا وأطعنا واسمع وانظرنا لكان خيرا لهم وأقوم ولكن لعنهم الله بكفرهم فلا يؤمنون إلا قليلا.
Of the Jews, there were those who displace words from their right places and say, we hear and we disobey, and hear what is not heard, and ra'ina, with a twist of their tongues and a slander to faith. If only they had said, what hear and we obey, and do hear and do look at us, it would have been better for them and more proper. But Allah has cursed them for their unbelief, and but few of them will believe.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ آمِنُوا بِمَا نَزَّلْنَا مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ نَطْمِسَ وُجُوهًا فَنَرُدَّهَا عَلَى أَدْبَارِهَا أَوْ نَلْعَنَهُمْ كَمَا لَعَنَّا أَصْحَابَ السَّبْتِ وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ مَفْعُولًا.
O you people of the book, believe in what we have now revealed, confirming what was already with you before. We changed the face and fame of some of you beyond all recognition and turned them hindwards, or cursed them as we cursed the Sabbath breakers, for the decision of Allah must be carried out.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَمَن يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا.
Allah forgives not that partners should be set up with Him, but He forgives anything else to whom He pleases. To set up partners with Allah is to devise a sin most heinous indeed.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يُزَكُّونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَن يَشَاءُ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا.
Have you not turned your vision to those who claim sanctity for themselves? Nay, but Allah does sanctify whom He pleases, but never will they fail to receive justice in the least little thing.
كيف يفترون على الله الكذب وكفى به إثما مبينا.
Behold how they invent a lie against Allah, but that by itself is a manifest sin.
ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يؤمنون بالجبت والطاغوت ويقولون للذين كفروا هؤلاء أهدى من الذين آمنوا سبيلا.
Have you not turned your vision to those who were given a portion of the book? They believe in sorcery and evil, and say to the unbelievers that they are better guided in the right way than the believers. They are men whom Allah has cursed, and those whom Allah has cursed, you will find, have no one to help.
أَمْ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُلْكِ فَإِذًا لَا يُؤْتُونَ النَّاسَ نَقِيرًا.
Have they a share in dominion or power? Behold, they give not a farthing to their fellow men.
أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ فَقَدْ آتَيْنَا آلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا.
Or do they envy mankind for what Allah has given them of His bounty? But we had already given the people of Ibrahim the book and wisdom and conferred upon them a great kingdom.
فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنَ بِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ صَدَّ عَنْهُ وَكَفَى بِجَهَنَّمَ سَعِيرًا.
Some of them believed and some of them averted their faces from him, and enough is Jahannam for a burning fire.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِمْ نَارًا كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب إن الله كان عزيزا حكيما.
Those who reject our signs, we shall soon cast into the fire as often as their skins are roasted through. We shall change them for fresh skins that they may taste the penalty, for Allah is exalted in power, wise.
والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا لهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وندخلهم ظلا ظليلا.
But those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, we shall soon admit to gardens with rivers flowing beneath their eternal home. Therein shall they have companions pure and holy. We shall admit them to shades cool and ever deepening.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِظُكُمْ بِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا.
Allah does command you to render back your trusts to those to whom they are due, and when you judge between man and man, that you judge with justice. Verily, how excellent is the teaching which He gives you, for Allah is He who hears and sees all things.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا.
O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those charged with authority among you. If you differ in anything among yourselves, refer it to Allah and His Messenger. If you do believe in Allah and the Last Day, that is best and most suitable for final determination.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ يُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يَتَحَاكَمُوا إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ وَقَدْ أُمِرُوا أَنْ يَكْفُرُوا بِهِ وَيُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا.
Have you not turned your vision to those who declare that they believe in the revelations that have come to you and to those before you? Their real wish is to resort together for judgment in their disputes to the evil one, though they were ordered to reject him. But Shaitan's wish is to lead them astray, far away from the right.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ رَأَيْتَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَنكَ صُدُودًا.
When it is said to them, come to what Allah has revealed and to the Messenger, you see the hypocrites avert their faces from you in disgust.
فَكَيْفَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ جَاءُوكَ يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا إِحْسَانًا وَتَوْفِيقًا.
How then, when they are seized by misfortune because of the deeds which their hands have sent forth, then they come to you swearing by Allah, we meant no more than goodwill and conciliation.
أولئك الذين يعلم الله ما في قلوبهم فأعرض عنهم وعظهم وقل لهم في أنفسهم قولا بليغا.
They are those of whom Allah knows what is in their hearts. So keep clear of them, but admonish them and speak to them a word to reach their very souls.
وما أرسلنا من رسول إلا ليطاع بإذن الله ولو أنهم إذ ظلموا أنفسهم جاءوك فاستغفروا الله واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله توابا رحيما.
We sent not a messenger, but to be obeyed in accordance with the will of Allah. If they had only, when they were unjust to themselves, come to you and asked Allah's forgiveness, and the Messenger had asked forgiveness for them, they would have found Allah indeed, oft returning, most merciful.
فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا.
But no, by the Lord, they can have no real faith until they make you judge in all disputes between them and find in their souls no resistance against your decisions, but accept them with the fullest conviction.
وَلَوْ أَنَّا كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَنِ اقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ أَوْ اخْرُجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُوعَظُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا.
If we had ordered them to sacrifice their lives or to leave their homes, very few of them would have done it. But if they had done what they were actually told, it would have been best for them and would have gone farthest to strengthen their faith.
وَإِذًا لَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ لَدُنَّا أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.
And we should then have given them from our presence a great reward.
وَلَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا.
And we should have shown them the straight way.
وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَئِكَ رَفِيقًا.
All who obey Allah and the messengers are in the company of those on whom is the grace of Allah, of the prophets who teach, the sincere lovers of truth, the witnesses who testify, and the righteous who do good. Ah, what a beautiful fellowship.
ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما.
Such is the bounty from Allah, and sufficient is it that Allah knows all.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا خذوا حذركم فانفروا ثبات أو انفروا جميعا.
O you who believe, take your precautions and either go forth in parties or go forth altogether.
وإن منكم لمن ليبطئن فإن أصابتكم مصيبة قال قد أنعم الله علي إذ لم أكن معهم شهيدا.
There are certainly among you men who would tarry behind. If a misfortune befalls you, they say, Allah did favor us in that we were not present among them.
ولئن أصابكم فضل من الله ليقولن كأن لم تكن بينكم وبينه مودة يا ليتني كنت معهم فأفوز فوزا عظيما.
But if good fortune comes to you from Allah, they would be sure to say, as if there had never been ties of affection between you and them, Oh, I wish I had been with them, a fine thing should I then have made of it.
فليقاتل في سبيل الله الذين يشرون الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة ومن يقاتل في سبيل الله فيقتل أو يغلب فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما.
Let those fight in the cause of Allah who sell the life of this world for the hereafter. To him who fights in the cause of Allah, whether he is slain or gets victory soon, we shall give him a reward of great value.
وما لكم لا تقاتلون في سبيل الله والمستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان الذين يقولون ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا.
And why should you not fight in the cause of Allah and of those who being weak are ill-treated and oppressed? Men, women and children whose cry is, Our Lord, rescue us from this town whose people are oppressors and raise for us from you one who will protect and raise for us from you one who will help.
الذين آمنوا يقاتلون في سبيل الله والذين كفروا يقاتلون في سبيل الطاغوت فقاتلوا أولياء الشيطان إن كيد الشيطان كان ضعيفا.
Those who believe fight in the cause of Allah, and those who reject faith fight in the cause of evil. So fight you against the friends of Shaitan. Feeble indeed is the cunning of Shaitan.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ قِيلَ لَهُمْ كُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالُ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسَ كَخَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَشَدَّ خَشْيَةً وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا لِمَ كَتَبْتَ عَلَيْنَا الْقِتَالَ لولا أخرتنا إلى أجل قريب قل متاع الدنيا قليل والآخرة خير لمن اتقى ولا تظلمون فتيلا.
Have you not turned your vision to those who were told to hold back their hands from fight but establish regular prayers and spend in regular charity? When at length the order for fighting was issued to them, behold, a section of them feared men as or even more than they should have feared Allah. They said, Our Lord, why have you ordered us to fight? Would you not grant us respite to our natural term near enough? Say, short is the enjoyment of this world. The hereafter is the best for those who do right. Never will you be dealt with unjustly in the very least.
أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة وإن تصبهم حسنة يقولوا هذه من عند الله وإن تصبهم سيئة يقولوا هذه من عندك قل كل من عند الله فما لهؤلاء القوم لا يكادون يفقهون حديثا.
Wherever you are, death will find you out, even if you are in towers built up strong and high. If some good befalls them, they say, This is from Allah. But if evil, they say, This is from you, O Prophet. Say, All things are from Allah. But what has come to these people that they fail to understand a single fact?
ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك وأرسلناك للناس رسولا وكفى بالله شهيدا.
Whatever good, O the man, happens to you is from Allah. But whatever evil happens to you is from your own soul. And we have sent you as a messenger to instruct mankind. And enough is Allah for a witness.
من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله ومن تولى فما أرسلناك عليهم حفيظا.
He who obeys the messenger obeys Allah. But if anyone turns away, we have not sent you to watch over their evil deeds.
ويقولون طاعة فإذا برزوا من عندك بيت طائفة منهم غير الذي تقول والله يكتب ما يبيتون فأعرض عنهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا.
They have obedience on their lips, but when they leave you, a section of them meditate all night on things very different from what you tell them. But Allah records their nightly plots. So keep clear of them and put your trust in Allah. And enough is Allah as a disposer of affairs.
أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا.
Do they not consider the Quran with care? Had it been from other than Allah, they would surely have found therein much discrepancy.
وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ من الأمن أو الخوف أذاعوا به ولو ردوه إلى الرسول وإلى أولي الأمر منهم لعلمه الذين يستنبطونه منهم ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لاتبعتم الشيطان إلا قليلا.
When there comes to them some matter touching public safety or fear, they divulge it. If they had only referred it to the messenger or to those charged with authority among them, the proper investigators would have tested it from them direct. Were it not for the grace and mercy of Allah to you, all but a few of you would have fallen into the clutches of shaitan.
فقاتل في سبيل الله لا تكلف إلا نفسك وحرض المؤمنين عسى الله أن يكف بأس الذين كفروا والله أشد بأسا وأشد تنكيلا.
Then fight in Allah's cause. You are held responsible only for yourself and rouse the believers. It may be that Allah will restrain the fury of the unbelievers, for Allah is the strongest in might and in punishment.
من يشفع شفاعة حسنة يكن له نصيب منها ومن يشفع شفاعة سيئة يكن له كفل منها وكان الله على كل شيء مقيتا.
Whoever recommends and helps a good cause becomes a partner therein, and whoever recommends and helps an evil cause shares in its burden. And Allah has power over all things.
وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا.
When a courteous greeting is offered you, meet it with a greeting still more courteous, or at least of equal courtesy. Allah takes careful account of all things.
الله لا إله إلا هو ليجمعنكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه ومن أصدق من الله حديثا.
Allah, there is no God but He. Of a surety, He will gather you together against the Day of Judgment, about which there is no doubt. And whose word can be truer than Allah's?
فما لكم في المنافقين فئتين والله أركسهم بما كسبوا أتريدون أن تهدوا من أضل الله ومن يضلل الله فلن تجد له سبيلا.
Why should you be divided into two parties about the hypocrites? Allah has upset them for their evil deeds. Would you guide those whom Allah has thrown out of the way? For those whom Allah has thrown out of the way, never shall you find the way.
وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا فَتَكُونُونَ سَوَاءً فَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ حَتَّى يُهَاجِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَخُذُوهُمْ وَاقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا مِنْهُمْ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا.
They but wish that you should reject faith as they do, and thus be on the same footing as they. But take not friends from their ranks until they flee in the way of Allah from what is forbidden. But if they turn renegades, seize them and slay them wherever you find them. And in any case, take no friends or helpers from their ranks.
إلا الذين يصلون إلى قوم بينكم وبينهم ميثاق أو جاءوكم حصرت صدورهم أن يقاتلوكم أو يقاتلوا قومهم ولو شاء الله لسلطهم عليكم فلقاتلوكم فإن اعتزلوكم فلم يقاتلوكم وألقوا إليكم السلم فما جعل الله لكم عليهم سبيلا.
Except those who join a group between whom and you there is a treaty of peace, or those who approach you with hearts restraining them from fighting you as well as fighting their own people. If Allah had pleased, He could have given them power over you and they would have fought you. Therefore, if they withdraw from you but fight you not, and instead send you guarantees of peace, then Allah has opened no way for you to war against them.
ستجدون آخرين يريدون أن يأمنوكم ويأمنوا قومهم كلما ردوا إلى الفتنة أركسوا فيها فإن لم يعتزلوكم ويلقوا إليكم السلم ويكفوا أيديهم فخذوهم وقتلوهم حيث ثقفتموهم وأولئكم جعلنا لكم عليهم سلطانا مبينا.
Others you will find that wish to gain your confidence as well as that of their people. Every time they are sent back to temptation, they succumb thereto. If they withdraw not from you, nor give you guarantees of peace, besides restraining their hands, seize them and slay them wherever you get them. In their case, we have provided you with a clear argument against them.
وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ أَن يَقْتُلَ مُؤْمِنًا إِلَّا خَطَأً وَمَنْ قَتَلَ مُؤْمِنًا خَطَأً فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ وَدِيَةٌ مُسَلَّمَةٌ إِلَى أَهْلِهِ إِلَّا أَن يَصَّدَّقُوا فَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمٍ عَدُوٍّ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ وَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمٍ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ مِيثَاقٌ فَدِيَةٌ مُسَلَّمَةٌ إِلَى أَهْلِهِ وَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مُؤْمِنَةٍ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ تَوْبَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا.
Never should a believer kill a believer. But if it so happens by mistake, compensation is due. If one so kills a believer, it is ordained that he should free a believing slave and pay compensation to the deceased family, unless they remit it freely. If the deceased belonged to a people at war with you, and he was a believer, the freeing of a believing slave is enough. If he belonged to a people with whom you have treaty of mutual alliance, compensation should be paid to his family, and a believing slave be freed. For those who find this beyond their means is prescribed a fast 2 months running by way of repentance to Allah. For Allah has all knowledge and all wisdom.
وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا.
If a man kills a believer intentionally, his recompense is Jahannam, to abide therein forever, and the wrath and the curse of Allah are upon him, and a dreadful penalty is prepared for him.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَتَبَيَّنُوا وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ أَلْقَى إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامَ لَسْتَ مُؤْمِنًا تَبْتَغُونَ عَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فعند الله مغانم كثيرة كذلك كنتم من قبل فمن الله عليكم فتبينوا إن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا.
O you who believe, when you go abroad in the cause of Allah, investigate carefully and say not to anyone who offers you a salutation, you are not a believer. Coveting the perishable goods of this life, with Allah are profits and spoils abundant. Even thus were you yourselves before, till Allah conferred on you His favors. Therefore, carefully investigate, for Allah is well aware of all that you do.
لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم فضل الله المجاهدين بأموالهم وأنفسهم على القاعدين درجة وكلا وعد الله الحسنى وفضل الله المجاهدين على القاعدين أجرا عظيما.
Not equal are those believers who sit at home and receive no hurt, and those who strive and fight in the cause of Allah with their goods and their persons. Allah has granted a grade higher to those who strive and fight with their goods and persons than to those who sit at home. To all in faith has Allah promised good, but those who strive and fight has He distinguished above those who sit at home by a special reward.
درجات منه ومغفرة ورحمة وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
Ranks specially bestowed by Him and forgiveness and mercy. For Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
إن الذين توفاهم الملائكة ظالمي أنفسهم قالوا فيما كنتم قالوا كنا مستضعفين في الأرض قالوا ألم تكن أرض الله واسعة فتهاجروا فيها فأولئك مأواهم جهنم وساءت مصيرا.
When angels take the souls of those who die in sin against their souls, they say, "In what plight were you?" They reply, "Weak and oppressed were we in the earth." They say, "Was not the earth of Allah spacious enough for you to move yourselves away from evil?" Such men will find their abode in Jahannam. What an evil refuge!
إلا المستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان لا يستطيعون حيلة ولا يهتدون سبيلا.
Except those who are really weak and oppressed, men, women and children, who have no means in their power, nor a guidepost to their way.
فأولئك عسى الله أن يعفو عنهم وكان الله عفوا غفورا.
For these, there is hope that Allah will forgive. For Allah does blot out sins and forgive again and again.
وَمَن يُهَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يَجِدْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعَةً وَمَن يَخْرُجْ مِن بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكْهُ الْمَوْتُ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا.
He who forsakes his home in the cause of Allah finds in the earth many a refuge wide and spacious. Should he die as a refugee from home for Allah and His Messenger, his reward becomes due and sure with Allah, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَقْصُرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ إِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَن يَفْتِنَكُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ كَانُوا لَكُمْ عَدُوًّا مُّبِينًا.
When you travel through the earth, there is no blame on you if you shorten your prayers, for fear the unbelievers may attack you, for the unbelievers are to you open enemies.
وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَلْتَقُمْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ مَعَكَ وَلْيَأْخُذُوا أَسْلِحَتَهُمْ فَإِذَا سَجَدُوا فَلْيَكُونُوا مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ وَلْتَأْتِ طَائِفَةٌ أُخْرَى لَمْ يُصَلُّوا فَلْيُصَلُّوا مَعَكَ وَلْيَأْخُذُوا حِذْرَهُمْ وَأَسْلِحَتَهُمْ وَدَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ تَغْفُلُونَ عَنْ أَسْلِحَتِكُمْ وَأَمْتِعَتِكُمْ فَيَمِيلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَيْلَةً وَاحِدَةً ولا جناح عليكم إن كان بكم أذى من مطر أو كنتم مرضى أن تضعوا أسلحتكم وخذوا حذركم إن الله أعد للكافرين عذابا مهينا.
When you, O Messenger, are with them and stand to lead them in prayer, let one party of them stand up in prayer with you, taking their arms with them. When they finish their prostrations, let them take their positions in the rear. And let the other party come up which has not yet prayed, and let them pray with you, taking all precaution and bearing arms. The unbelievers wish, if you were negligent of your arms and your baggage, to assault you in a single rush. But there is no blame on you if you put away your arms because of the inconvenience of rain or because you are ill. But take every precaution for yourselves. For the unbelievers, Allah has prepared a humiliating punishment.
فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ فَإِذَا اطْمَأْنَنْتُمْ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا.
When you pass congregational prayers, celebrate Allah's praises, standing, sitting down or lying down on your sides. But when you are free from danger, set up regular prayers. For such prayers are enjoined on believers at stated times.
وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي ابْتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا.
And slacken not in following up the enemy. If you are suffering hardships, they are suffering similar hardships. But you have hope from Allah while they have none. And Allah is full of knowledge and wisdom.
Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitaba bil-haqq litahkuma bayna an-nasi bima araka Allah wa la takun lil-kha'inina khaseema.
We have sent down to you the book in truth that you might judge between men as guided by Allah. So be not used as an advocate by those who betray their trust. But seek the forgiveness of Allah, for Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Contend not on behalf of such as betray their own souls, for Allah loves not one given to perfidy and crime.
يستخفون من الناس ولا يستخفون من الله وهو معهم إذ يبيتون ما لا يرضى من القول وكان الله بما يعملون محيطا.
They may hide their crimes from men, but they cannot hide them from Allah, seeing that He is in their midst when they plot by night, in words that He cannot approve. And Allah does compass round all that they do.
ها أنتم هؤلاء جادلتم عنهم في الحياة الدنيا فمن يجادل الله عنهم يوم القيامة أم من يكون عليهم وكيلا.
Ah, these are the sort of men on whose behalf you may contend in this world. But who will contend with Allah on their behalf on the Day of Judgment? Or who will carry their affairs through?
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهَ يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا.
If anyone does evil or wrongs his own soul, afterwards seeks Allah's forgiveness, he will find Allah oft forgiving, most merciful.
وَمَنْ يَكْسِبْ إِثْمًا فَإِنَّمَا يَكْسِبُهُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا.
And if anyone earns sin, he earns it against his own soul, for Allah is full of knowledge and wisdom.
وَمَنْ يَكْسِبْ خَطِيئَةً أَوْ إِثْمًا ثُمَّ يَرْمِ بِهِ بَرِيئًا فقد احتمل بهتانا وإثما مبينا.
But if anyone earns a fault or a sin and throws it on to one that is innocent, he carries on himself both a falsehood and a flagrant sin.
ولولا فضل الله عليك ورحمته لهم الطائفة منهم أن يضلوك وما يضلون إلا أنفسهم وما يضرونك من شيء وأنزل الله عليك الكتاب والحكمة وعلمك ما لم تكن تعلم وكان فضل الله عليك عظيما.
But for the grace of Allah to you and His mercy, a party of them would certainly have plotted to lead you astray, but in fact they will only lead their own souls astray, and to you they can do no harm in the least. For Allah has sent down to you the book and wisdom and taught you what you knew not before. And great is the grace of Allah to you.
لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس ومن يفعل ذلك ابتغاء مرضات الله فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما.
In most of their secret talks there is no good. But if one exhorts to a deed of charity or justice or conciliation between men, secrecy is permissible. To him who does this, seeking the good pleasure of Allah, we shall soon give a reward of the highest value.
وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا.
If anyone contends with the messenger even after guidance has been plainly conveyed to him and follows a path other than that becoming to men of faith, we shall leave him in the path he has chosen and land him in Jahannam. What an evil refuge.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَمَن يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا.
Allah forgives not the sin of joining other gods with Him, but He forgives whom He pleases other sins than this. One who joins other gods with Allah has strayed far, far away from the right.
يدعون من دونه إلا إناثا وإن يدعون إلا شيطانا مريدا.
The pagans leaving him call but upon female deities. They call but upon Shaitan, the persistent rebel.
لعنه الله وقال لأتخذن من عبادك نصيبا مفروضا.
Allah did curse him, but he said, I will take care of your servants a portion marked off.
ولأضلنهم ولأمنينهم ولآمرنهم فليبتكن آذان الأنعام ولآمرنهم فليغيرن خلق الله ومن يتخذ الشيطان وليا من دون الله فقد خسر خسرانا مبينا.
I will mislead them and I will create in them false desires. I will order them to slit the ears of cattle and to deface the fair nature created by Allah. Whoever forsaking Allah takes Shaitan for a friend has of a surety suffered a loss that is manifest.
يعدهم ويمنيهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا.
Shaitan makes them promises and creates in them false desires, but Shaitan's promises are nothing but deception.
أولئك مأواهم جهنم ولا يجدون عنها محيصا.
They, his dupes, will have their dwelling in Jahannam, and from it they will find no way of escape.
والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا وعد الله حقا ومن أصدق من الله قيلا.
But those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, we shall soon admit them to gardens with rivers flowing beneath, to dwell therein forever. Allah's promise is the truth, and whose word can be truer than Allah's?
ليس بأمانيكم ولا أماني أهل الكتاب من يعمل سوءا يجز به ولا يجد له من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا.
Not your desires, nor those of the people of the book can prevail. Whoever works evil will be requited accordingly. Nor will he find besides Allah any protector or helper.
وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا.
If any do deeds of righteousness, be they male or female, and have faith, they will enter heaven, and not the least injustice will be done to them.
وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِّمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا.
Who can be better in religion than one who submits his whole self to Allah, does good, and follows the way of Ibrahim, the true in faith? For Allah did take Ibrahim for a friend.
وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحِيطًا.
But to Allah belongs all things in the heavens and on earth, and He it is that encompasses all things.
وَيَسْتَفْتُونَكَ فِي النِّسَاءِ قُلِ اللَّهُ يُفْتِيكُمْ فِيهِنَّ وَمَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ فِي يَتَامَى النِّسَاءِ اللَّاتِي لَا تُؤْتُونَهُنَّ مَا كُتِبَ لَهُنَّ وَتَرْغَبُونَ أَن تَنكِحُوهُنَّ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الْوِلْدَانِ وَأَن تَقُومُوا لِلْيَتَامَى بِالْقِسْطِ وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِهِ عَلِيمًا.
They ask your instruction concerning the women. Say, Allah does instruct you about them. And remember what has been rehearsed to you in the book concerning the orphans of women to whom you give not the portions prescribed, and yet whom you desire to marry, as also concerning the children who are weak and oppressed, that you stand firm for justice to orphans. There is not a good deed which you do, but Allah is well acquainted therewith.
وَإِنْ امْرَأَةٌ خَافَتْ مِنْ بَعْلِهَا نُشُوزًا أَوْ إِعْرَاضًا فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَنْ يُصْلِحَا بَيْنَهُمَا صُلْحًا وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنْفُسُ الشُّحَّ وَإِنْ تُحْسِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا.
If a wife fears cruelty or desertion on her husband's part, there is no blame on them if they arrange an amicable settlement between themselves, and such settlement is best, even though men's souls are swayed by greed. But if you do good and practice self-restraint, Allah is well acquainted with all that you do.
وَلَن تَسْتَطِيعُوا أَن تَعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ النِّسَاءِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتُمْ فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ فَتَذَرُوهَا كَالْمُعَلَّقَةِ وَإِن تُصْلِحُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا.
You are never able to be fair and just as between women, even if it is your ardent desire. But turn not away from a woman altogether, so as to leave her, as it were, hanging in the air. If you come to a friendly understanding and practice restraint, Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. But if they disagree and must part, Allah will provide abundance for all from His all-reaching bounty, for Allah is He that cares for all and is wise.
وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَإِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَنِيًّا حَمِيدًا.
To Allah belong all things in the heavens and on earth. Verily, we have directed the people of the book before you, and you, O Muslims, to fear Allah. But if you deny Him, lo, to Allah belong all things in the heavens and on earth, and Allah is free of all wants, worthy of all praise.
وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا.
Yes, to Allah belong all things in the heavens and on earth, and enough is Allah to carry through all affairs. If it were His will, He could destroy you, O mankind, and create another race, for He has power this to do.
من كان يريد ثواب الدنيا فعند الله ثواب الدنيا والآخرة وكان الله سميعا بصيرا.
If anyone desires a reward in this life, in Allah's gift is the reward both of this life and of the hereafter. For Allah is He that hears and sees all things.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ إِنْ يَكُنْ غَنِيًّا أَوْ فَقِيرًا فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَىٰ بِهِمَا فَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا الْهَوَىٰ أَن تَعْدِلُوا وَإِن تَلُّوا أَوْ تُعْرِضُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا.
O you who believe, stand out firmly for justice as witnesses to Allah, even as against yourselves or your parents or your kin, and whether it be against rich or poor, for Allah can best protect both. Follow not the lusts of your hearts, lest you swerve. And if you distort justice or decline to do justice, verily Allah is well acquainted with all that you do this.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا.
O you who believe, believe in Allah and His Messenger and the scripture which He has sent to His Messenger and the scripture which He sent to those before Him. Any who denies Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers and the Day of Judgment has gone far, far astray.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا لَمْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ وَلَا لِيَهْدِيَهُمْ سَبِيلًا.
Those who believe, then reject faith, then believe again and again reject faith, and go on increasing in unbelief, Allah will not forgive them, nor guide them, nor guide them on the way. To the hypocrites, give the glad tidings that there is for them but a grievous penalty.
الذين يتخذون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين أيبتغون عندهم العزة فإن العزة لله جميعا.
Yes, to those who take for friends unbelievers rather than believers, is it honor they seek among them? Nay, all honor is with Allah.
وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَامِعُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْكَافِرِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا.
Already has he sent you word in the book that when you hear the signs of Allah held in defiance and ridicule, you are not to sit with them, unless they turn to a different theme. If you did, you would be like them. For Allah will collect the hypocrites and those who defy faith, all in Jahannam.
الذين يتربصون بكم فإن كان لكم فتح من الله قالوا ألم نكن معكم وإن كان للكافرين نصيب قالوا ألم نستحوذ عليكم ونمنعكم من المؤمنين فالله يحكم بينكم يوم القيامة ولن يجعل الله للكافرين على المؤمنين سبيلا.
These are the ones who wait and watch about you. If you do gain a victory from Allah, they say, were we not with you? But if the unbelievers gain a success, they say to them, did we not gain an advantage over you? And did we not guard you from the believers? But Allah will judge betwixt you on the day of judgment. And never will Allah grant to the unbelievers a way to triumph over the believers.
إن المنافقين يخادعون الله وهو خادعهم وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى يراءون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا.
The hypocrites, they think they are overreaching Allah, but He will overreach them. When they stand up to prayer, they stand without earnestness to be seen of men, but little do they hold Allah in remembrance.
مذبذبين بين ذلك لا إلى هؤلاء ولا إلى هؤلاء ومن يضلل الله فلن تجد له سبيلا.
They are distracted in mind, even the midst of it, being sincerely for neither one group nor for another, whom Allah leaves straying. Never will you find for him the way.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين أتريدون أن تجعلوا لله عليكم سلطانا مبينا.
O you who believe, take not for friends unbelievers rather than believers. Do you wish to offer Allah an open proof against yourselves?
إن المنافقين في الدرك الأسفل من النار ولن تجد لهم نصيرا.
The hypocrites will be in the lowest depths of the fire. No helper will you find for them.
إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا واعتصموا بالله وأخلصوا دينهم لله فأولئك مع المؤمنين وسوف يؤتي الله المؤمنين أجرا عظيما.
Except for those who repent, mend their lives, hold fast to Allah and purify their religion as in Allah's sight. If so, they will be numbered with the believers. And soon will Allah grant to the believers a reward of immense value.
ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليما.
What can Allah gain by your punishment if you are grateful and you believe? Nay, it is Allah that recognizes all good and knows all things.
لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم وكان الله سميعا عليما.
Allah loves not that evil should be noised abroad in public speech except where injustice has been done. For Allah is He who hears and knows all things.
إن تبدوا خيرا أو تخفوه أو تعفوا عن سوء فإن الله كان عفوا قديرا.
Whether you publish a good deed or conceal it or cover evil with pardon, verily Allah blots out sins and has power in the judgment of values.
إن الذين يكفرون بالله ورسله ويريدون أن يفرقوا بين الله ورسله ويقولون نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض ويريدون أن يتخذوا بين ذلك سبيلا.
Those who deny Allah and His messengers and those who wish to separate Allah from His messengers, saying, "We believe in some but reject others," and those who wish to take a course midway.
أولئك هم الكافرون حقا وأعتدنا للكافرين عذابا مهينا.
They are in truth equally unbelievers, and we have prepared for unbelievers a humiliating punishment.
والذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ولم يفرقوا بين أحد منهم أولئك سوف يؤتيهم أجورهم وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
To those who believe in Allah and His messengers and make no distinction between any of the messengers, we shall soon give their due rewards. For Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
يَسْأَلُكَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ أَن تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ كِتَابًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَقَدْ سَأَلُوا مُوسَى أَكْبَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ فَقَالُوا أَرِنَا اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ بِظُلْمِهِمْ ثم اتخذوا العجل من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات فعفونا عن ذلك وآتينا موسى سلطانا مبينا.
The people of the book ask you to cause a book to descend to them from heaven. Indeed, they asked Musa for an even greater miracle, for they said, "Show us Allah in public." But they were dazed for their presumption with thunder and lightning. Yet they worship the calf even after clear signs had come to them. Even so, we forgave them and gave Musa manifest proofs of authority.
وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَهُمُ الطُّورَ بِمِيثَاقِهِمْ وَقُلْنَا لَهُمُ ادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ لَا تَعْدُوا فِي السَّبْتِ وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا.
And for their covenant, we raised over them the towering height of Mount Sinai. And on another occasion, we said, "Enter the gate with humility." And once again we commanded them, "Transgress not in the matter of the Sabbath." And we took from them a solemn covenant.
فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَكُفْرِهِمْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَقَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ وَقَوْلِهِمْ قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ بَلْ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا.
They have incurred divine displeasure in what they broke their covenant, that they rejected the signs of Allah, that they slew the messengers in defiance of right, that they said, "Our hearts are the wrappings which preserve Allah's word, we need no more." Nay, Allah has set the seal on their hearts for their blasphemy, and little is it they believe.
وَبِكُفْرِهِمْ وَقَوْلِهِمْ عَلَى مَرْيَمَ بُهْتَانًا عَظِيمًا.
That they rejected faith, that they uttered against Maryam a grave false charge.
وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّنْهِ مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا.
That they said in boast, "We killed Christ, Isa, the son of Maryam, the messenger of Allah." But they killed him not, nor crucified him. But so it was made to appear to them. And those who differ therein are full of doubts, with no certain knowledge, but only conjecture to follow. For of a surety they killed him not.
بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا.
Nay, Allah raised him up to himself, and Allah is exalted in power, wise.
وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا.
And there is none of the people of the book but must believe in him before his death, and on the day of judgment he will be a witness against them.
فَبِظُلْمٍ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتٍ أُحِلَّتْ لَهُمْ وَبِصَدِّهِمْ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا.
For the iniquity of the Jews, we had made lawful for them certain foods, good and wholesome, which had been lawful for them, in that they hindered many from Allah's way.
وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَا وَقَدْ نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَأَكْلِهِمْ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ مِنْهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا.
That they took usury, though they were forbidden, and that they devoured men's substance wrongfully, we have prepared for those among them who reject faith a grievous punishment.
لكن الراسخون في العلم منهم والمؤمنون يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك والمقيمين الصلاة والمؤتون الزكاة والمؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أولئك سنؤتيهم أجرا عظيما.
But those among them who are well grounded in knowledge and the believers believe in what has been revealed to you and what was revealed before you, and especially those who establish regular prayer and practice regular charity and believe in Allah and in the last day, to them shall we soon give a great reward.
إِنَّا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ كَمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى نُوحٍ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَعِيسَى وَأَيُّوبَ وَيُونُسَ وَهَارُونَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا.
We have sent you revelation as we sent it to Nuh and the messengers after him. We sent revelation to Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub and the tribes, to Isa, Ayyub, Yunus, Harun and Sulaiman, and to Dawood we gave the Zabur.
وَرُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا.
Of some messengers we have already told you the story, of others we have not, and to Musa Allah spoke direct.
رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا.
Messengers who gave good news as well as warning that mankind, after the coming of the messengers, should have no plea against Allah, for Allah is exalted in power, wise.
لَكِنِ اللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ بِمَا أَنزَلَ إِلَيْكَ أَنزَلَهُ بِعِلْمِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَشْهَدُونَ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا.
But Allah bears witness that what He has sent to you, He has sent from His own knowledge, and the angels bear witness. But enough is Allah for a witness.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ قَدْ ضَلُّوا ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا.
Those who reject faith and keep off men from the way of Allah have verily strayed far, far away from the path.
إن الذين كفروا وظلموا لم يكن الله ليغفر لهم ولا ليهديهم طريقا.
Those who reject faith and do wrong, Allah will not forgive them nor guide them to any way.
إلا طريق جهنم خالدين فيها أبدا وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا.
Except the way of Jahannam, to dwell therein forever, and this to Allah is easy.
يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم الرسول بالحق من ربكم فآمنوا خيرا لكم وإن تكفروا فإن لله ما في السماوات والأرض وكان الله عليما حكيما.
O mankind, the messenger has come to you in truth from Allah. Believe in him, it is best for you. But if you reject faith, to Allah belong all things in the heavens and on earth, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق إنما المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه فآمنوا بالله ورسله ولا تقولوا ثلاثة انتهوا خيرا لكم إنما الله إله واحد سبحانه أن يكون له ولد له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا.
O people of the book, commit no excess in your religion, nor say of Allah anything but the truth. Christ, Isa, the son of Maryam, was no more than a messenger of Allah, and his word, which he bestowed on Maryam, and a spirit proceeding from him. So believe in Allah and his messengers. Say not Trinity, desist, it will be better for you, for Allah is one Allah, glory be to him, far exalted is he above having a son. To him belong all things in the heavens and on earth, and enough is Allah as a disposer of affairs.
أن يستنكف المسيح أن يكون عبدا لله ولا الملائكة المقربون ومن يستنكف عن عبادته ويستكبر فسيحشرهم إليه جميعا.
Christ disdains not to serve and worship Allah, nor do the angels, those nearest to Allah. Those who disdain his worship and are arrogant, he will gather them all together to himself to answer.
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْتَنْكَفُوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فَيُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا.
But to those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, he will give their due rewards and more out of his bounty. But those who are disdainful and arrogant, he will punish with a grievous penalty, nor will they find besides Allah any to protect or help them.
Ya ayyuhan nas qad ja'akum burhanun min rabbikum wa anzalna ilaykum nuran mubina.
O mankind, verily there has come to you a convincing proof from your Lord, for we have sent to you a light that is manifest.
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِهِ فَسَيُدْخِلُهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلٍ وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَيْهِ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا.
Then those who believe in Allah and hold fast to Him, soon will He admit them to mercy and grace from Himself and guide them to Himself by a straight way.
يستفتونك قل الله يفتيكم في الكلالة إن امرؤ هلك ليس له ولد وله أخت فلها نصف ما ترك وهو يرثها إن لم يكن لها ولد فإن كانت اثنتين فلهما الثلثان مما ترك وإن كانوا إخوة رجالا ونساء فللذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين يبين الله لكم أن تضلوا والله بكل شيء عليم.
They ask you for a legal decision. Say, Allah directs thus about those who leave no descendants or ascendants as heirs. If it is a man that dies leaving a sister but no child, she shall have half the inheritance. If such a deceased was a woman who left no child, her brother takes her inheritance. If there are two sisters, they shall have two-thirds of the inheritance between them. If there are brothers and sisters, they share, the male having twice the share of the female. Thus Allah makes clear to you His law, lest you err, and Allah has knowledge of all things.